USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering nuclear forces to be on alert. This after his forces failed to capture any major Ukrainian cities following their invasion Wednesday night. In a developing story, a Ukraine delegation agrees to meet with Russians at the Belarus border. The United States' ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, reacts to that news.
And we'll look forward to what comes out of those discussions. We lean in on diplomacy with the Russians throughout this process, and we hoped that Putin would find a way to the negotiating table. And he made the unfortunate decision of aggression over diplomacy.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union, USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Republicans are continuing to criticize the actions and steps President Biden has taken so far against Russia for invading Ukraine. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee reacting to the Russian sanctions on Fox News by saying, too little, too late.
We should have done this months ago, weeks ago. That would have had an impact of deterrence. Now what we're talking about are sanctions that may have some impact in terms of penalization, but it's not going to have any deterrent effect.
The White House is looking to Congress for over $6 billion in defensive aid for Ukraine, in addition to the $350 million in military assistance approved by the president. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine directing state commerce officials to cease the purchase and sale of all vodka made by the Russian company Russian Standard Vodka. Liquor vendors also being told to immediately pull the vodka from their shelves. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Continuing coverage of Russia invading Ukraine, a Russian-born NHL player is calling for peace.
One of the best hockey players in the history of the NHL, Washington Capitals right wing Alex Ovechkin, has expressed his hope for the end to the hostilities after Russia invaded Ukraine.
I have lots of friends in Russia and Ukraine, and it's hard to see the war. Like, I hope soon it's going to be over and there's going to be peace in the whole world. Please, no more war. You know, it doesn't matter who's in the war, Russia, Ukraine, different countries. I think we live in a world like we have to live in peace.
Ovechkin is among many Russian hockey players skating for American teams from the junior levels to the pros. He now has 762 goals, just four behind Jaromir Jagr for third place all time, behind only Gordie Howe and Wayne Gretzky. Reporting from the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Seven of the top NCAA men's basketball teams lost on the same day. Yesterday, Gonzaga, Arizona, Auburn, Purdue, Kansas, Kentucky, and Texas Tech all fell to their rivals. All of the defeats will have an impact on team placement for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Selection Sunday comes up on March 13th. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com or checking us out as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.